The teams are in. It's time for NRL Team List Tuesday. With thanks to Puppy Lovers. Find love with another dog parent. Download the Puppy Lovers app today.
Okay, so the best cup judged by Fletch will win two GA tickets to an NRL regular season match, all thanks to the NRL and Ballpark Entertainment. Ballpark Entertainment have got you covered there, as well as the NRL. Knights take you on the Broncos. Excuse me. You know this man flu, Braun? I haven't had it for about 10 years. First year I haven't had the flu shot.
There you go.
Because we're so getting so caught up in the COVID shot.
What about man boobs? You got them yet?
I've got them, yeah. I've had them for a while. I need that shot too, desperately.
I can watch Botched. It's one of my favourite TV shows. I love Botched.
Brutal, that show.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. I'm recording it now.
Yes, that'd be fantastic. We move on to this one here. This is beautiful theatre. Knights taking on the Broncos, McDonald Jones Stadium. Now, the Inns, Tyson Frizzell has been named. Still not certain he'll play, but he's got the number 11 in the team list. Dane Gagai is on the reserves list.
He's playing.
You reckon Dane Gagai's playing? Jersey well, number 20?
If he's in the 20, he's playing.
Tell me this is not a cracker. This bloke here went within a bee's you-know-what of winning a Clive Churchill medal. Anthony Milford has been picked at number 6 to take on his former team, the Broncos.
That's so good.
Is that not a thing of beauty?
It's a thing of beauty. And I know him and Tyson Gamble have had a little bit of a set to back in Red Hill. I don't know anything about that, but I've just put that out there because I reckon there's a bit of tension there.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. And you know what they're playing for?
Who are they playing for?
They're playing for the Neville Costigan. Excuse me, waiter. What was the cost again, Bill?
Was that yours or someone else?
Yeah, someone else's. Anyway, we move on to the blockbuster. I tell you what, there will be a lot of people who enjoy disappointment, sweating on a Tigers loss here, so there's a new target. Tigers take on the Bulldogs at Leichhardt Oval Friday night. That's an absolute beauty. The Missile's going out there. He's a Bulldogs man, the Missile. And number one, well, who's taking this? You, Brian?
I'll take this one.
Right.
So let's just have a look at the changes. Jock Madden is in for Brooksy. Kapoa is back in the centre, so Luke Garner goes back into the forwards with Tuilagi moves to the bench. I thought he was going okay. Jacob Little comes in to replace Jake Simpkin. And Manu Brown will make his club debut from the bench.
New Brown.
Yeah.
So you're across the low grade. Where's he been?
So he was playing at North Sydney Bears as a utility at the start of the year. And then I think 2 weeks ago he moved over to Western Suburbs. So he's been playing a bit for the Tigers lower grades. So it's a handy pickup, I suppose, at this time of year.
Hasn't played for 3 years. Hasn't played NRL for 3 years. And Zane Musgrove is back despite being he had that pec injury against Cowboys. But he's on the bench. Okay, Dogs, Avrilo is back in the centres. Brent Naden is out. Corey Waddell will miss the match after got the head knock. But RFM, my man, Raymond Fatala Mariner is back. So he hasn't played for a long time because he broke that foot. So he's on the reserves bench. And they're playing for, well, I can have a look at what we've had. We've had a couple have come through.
Ryan, can I just say something? Look at this Canterbury team. If they present the team 1 through to 17, I'm buying lunch for all of us, right? Every day next week.
Yeah. Well,
they're not going to be 1-17.
Of course not. Because
that Kiraz is 100% playing.
They've named this team because they had to get the team in.
That's right.
Yeah. He's playing for sure. Let's have a look here, by the way.
You know who's a cheeky, right? This I'm going to throw this guy as a cheeky because I believe, and I said this, I tweeted out a long time ago about young Wolford should have been a first grader. I've had the firm view that this kid is a first grader as well, but he's never popped up. Zach Docker-Clay. Right, he's a halfback. He has been a good young kid through the Panther system, went to Parramatta for a little while. Zach Docker-Clay, and so I'm not saying it after the event like I did for Wolford, but I did tweet it out years ago. Zach Docker-Clay is a first grader, and the fact he's in this list, I'd love to see him push in the halves. And you know what? I'd actually go Kyle Flanagan with Zach Docker-Clay and put Burton centres. I think Burton's centre. He's a runner. His highlights reel is all running. But
moment,
you get tricked because of his kicks. You see, the big kicks, you can still do that at centre.
Yeah, but he's their best six they've got at the moment.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, they're playing for a variety of and I want to get these out because there's
some crackers.
Yeah, there is some good ones. So this is Chris from Walls End. Tigers and Dogs are playing for the Moses Mbai. Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. Mbai. West Tigers are playing for the Darren Britt steaming pile of Edgar.
Yes.
West Tigers are playing for Terry Lamb on a spit.
Yes.
The Mick Potter Terracotta Cup. I like that one. I don't mind this one. This is from Kirk. Boys, How about the Tigers and Dogs are playing for the Ross Conlon colonoscopy? Go and get that check, boys. But, and I've got my own, if you want to know this. Yeah. They're playing for the Darren Center Centrelink payment slip.
The Darren Center. okay, righto. We move on to the third game of the match. And, Brooksy, you take the reins here.
It's a shame both those teams lost at Magic Round because I would have thought if they both had won, it'd be huge out at Combank this week. Eels and Seagulls on Friday night. We've got the Eels. A couple of changes for them. Murata Niokore returns from injury, which pushes Bryce Cartwright to the reserves. Madison has earned another start. It's at lock this time. So Nathan Brown moves to the bench. And Sivo has been included, of the Micah variety, included on the reserve. So he exercised an option in his contract for 2023. And that's great news because, you know, they've had so many wingers out this year due to injury. So Micah Sivo could possibly make a return next week. The Seagulls, Tommy's been named at fullback despite the concerns of his there was a recurring injury there. We were talking about it up at Magic Round while we were doing the coverage. He looked shot there in the second half. Mm. Josh Schuster is back from a calf injury. He'll be on the bench. And Ben Trbojevic is out due to a shoulder injury. So the Lionel Richie lookalike, Morgan Harper, is back.
Oh, good. Wow. Good to see him back.
Doing another tour of the NRL. He'll be back for the Seagulls this week. So interesting game there.
He's going to have a blinder.
Who
just
you think,
before
boys?
You go into the cups, Zach Fulton's in the extended bench, the reserves, and so too Jamie Humphreys, who's the son of Stephen Humphreys. Yep. Yes.
So is Zachy Fulton
grandson.
Scott's boy? Brett's boy?
Don't know. Well, our listeners will know, so hit us on the text line 0457 736 736.
Okay, so some of these cups, we've got a few. One that just came in late was the Tony Williams T-Rex something swing. We've got the Ray Higgs halfback of Ryan
swing,
Giggs. Higgs.
I would think sex swing.
I couldn't read it. It's a bit blurry on that side of my laptop. No, it was just a bit of a blurry pixel. Yeah. Ray Higgs. Couple of Ray Higgs ones here. We've got the Ray Higgs half pack of Ryan Giggs Sigs. That's Statsy from Freshwater, good, who's five star at this stuff.
Yeah.
And also the Ray Higgs original judge's wig. So that's pinnacle. So a couple there.
Excellent. Righto, the Dragons hosting the Warriors at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium. This game here, you don't want to be losing this game.
Oh, absolutely. I think these Saturday 3 p.m. games, you don't want to lose whoever you are playing against.
No. Or the Friday 6 p.m. Those two
games,
slots.
No, thank you. No. Nil by loss, hopefully. Cody Ramsey is going to start at fullback for the Dragons. Terrell Salone will drop to the reserves.
Give him one game.
What are your thoughts, Fletch?
That's a bit. He hadn't played for 6 weeks, and he didn't have the greatest game. No. Imagine what he's going to do with his confidence.
Can we not play him in the rain? He's not a heavy not a tracker. This might be a perfect day at Netstrata Jubilee. Throw him at fullback.
Jack Gajewski comes into the starting side to replace Josh Maguire, and there'll be an NRL debut for the Dragons. Francis Molo's younger brother, Michael Molo, who moved, I think, to the Dragons from the Norse Devils last year. He was one of the better players in that side. It'll be double Molo action for
them. That.
For the Warriors, Tohu Harris, who came back from that pretty serious knee injury last week, he's moved into the starting side. Ewan Aiken has been named to return from concussion, so he'll play against a side that he was at previously. Jesse Arthurs and Chanel Harris-Tavita have been named in the extended reserves. Hopefully, Harris-Tavita comes back from that pretty tough injury he received on Anzac Day. Now, for the Cups, there's a few here. Statsy from Freshwater, always on fire, but my personal favourite, Sean from Far North Queensland, the Lee Sinar Mao bowl of chicken kung pao.
Ah, yes.
That was
winning.
One of the good ones.
That's winning so far.
I would have liked a Dane Nielsen cup from somebody because he played a few games for both sides, but Shawnee from North Queensland, I think, gets the biscuits there.
All righty. Just before we get off this, I've got to say, I've got a new man crush. I reckon this kid's going to be a gun, like an absolute gun. Matthew Finney. Keep an eye on him. I'd be trying to get him ASAP. He's a gun, I reckon, Matthew Finney. And I'll tell you this, I'd be sniffing around the Warriors. Eli Katoa. What's Pepe Le Pew in there?
Yeah.
Mate, he's a good player. He keeps missing out on the 13, and this time he's missed out on the 17.
But do you think there's a bit of second-year syndrome there, Joel? He sort of lit up the footy last year when he played his first season, scoring tries for fun.
There's enough in him. He's a footballer. I'd be having a crack at him.
How do you think Freddie Lussick went last week? He made that move over from the Roosters. He, again, will play off the bench and hopefully get some minutes.
The young Volkman's in the extended list too.
I think he's a while away.
Mm.
but because he didn't play any. He played a trial for the Roosters.
Throw him in.
Well, Dave Genasi and Sean Johnson will be the halves who, you know, on their day could light it up. So it's going to be an interesting game, 3 p.m. SEN will have the coverage there.
Jesse Arthurs is in their best centre, so if he's fit, he'll be playing, I would have thought. Cowboys taking on the Melbourne Storm. Okay, this was not part of the plans for the Melbourne Storm. Come a 5:30 kickoff in round 11 up there at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. This is second versus third.
It's a cracker.
I mean, what price, honestly? After 11 rounds, what price? Ridiculous.
Set
okay. Yeah, big out. Massive out for the Melbourne Storm. Nelson Asofa Solomona. That is a significant out. Tui Kamakamitha, jersey number 17. As far as the Cowboys are concerned, not a heap to report. Of course, they've named an unchanged 17. So Tommy Gilbert, he's clear to play. He's got a copper fine of $3,000. Jerome Hughes returns at halfback. So
big in.
Massive in. This is a massive in. You know what? If I'm Todd Payton, I want him to play. Play him at home. Play him without Nelson. Play him without Pat. But there's enough there. If you beat them, it's got significance.
What do you think of Wishy at fullback? Do you think that's going to hold come kickoff? That 1-7?
He looked good. He looked good in broken field. I just don't know whether he knew. And another week, I think he found himself when they were going for their backline moves. I think he was just a little bit, not confused, but I think his timing was out. That's the word I'm looking
Nick
for.
Nick Meaney's the fullback.
Yeah, but we thought that last week.
Mm.
And I wish he played. I thought he was solid.
I love him off the bench. I think I know it was a bit of a revenge game for him against the Dragons. He was great.
Yeah.
And I like him just coming into the game. I know they've got the injury of Pat, but...
Well, they've got Aramiah is in the squad. So does Meaney go fullback Aramiah?
Possibly.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting.
He's on the bench.
What about...
Aramiah's number 15.
Mm-hmm. What about Gibbo's man, yep. Will Warbick?
He'll be there one day, I think. He's going to play and I reckon he'll score a few tries. I saw a text, I think, Warbick. Some stage during the week saying that he is the real deal. Came back from an injury, so he's coming back through in Trust Super Cup up north. Hopefully he'll get a game soon.
Right, now let's get to some of these boys. Number ending in 209, he says, a Scott Drinkwater litre water jug. The Richie says, the Rory Cost-Jason camel pack. Melbourne versus North Queensland will be playing for the Scott Drinkwater. Before you're pounding the beers, carton of beers, Statsy from Freshwater.
Glad you said beers then.
Yes. Storm versus Cowboys are playing for the Rory Cost-Jason recliner.
Mm-hmm.
Storm and the Cowboys are playing for the Justin O'Neill. Oh my, scored in a grand final try for each of these ball. what would you like these to be, Brian?
Oh, I don't mind the Rory Cost-Jason recliner.
Okay, the recliner is the one. That's what they're playing for. The Rory Cost-Jason recliner, the Cowboys take on the Melbourne Storm. The Roosters take on the Panthers, first versus fourth. The Roosters, are they back?
Yeah, they were very, very good. I was quite bullish on them, as well as my man, the coal miner. Mm. We chinned.
Yes.
Victor Radley, no news. No, sorry, bad news for Victor. So it looks like he's out for 6 to 8 weeks, which is not great because my spies tell me that he was close, very close to be on the bench for the Blues.
Well, the Blues are losing a few options there for Origin 1. We need Tommy to get through.
We need Tommy to get through. Anywho, Nat Butcher replaces Radley on at lock forward position. Lindsay Collins is back after the suspension. Connor Watson. He's named a starter hooker, but they've been playing silly buggers with Drew Hutchinson for a while. And the Premiers roll out the same 17. Why wouldn't you? They are flying. They are playing for, there's a lot of cups here. This is the Camden Flog. Camden Flog here. Roosters and Panthers playing for the Phil. He'll be here long after I'm gone. Good cup. The Roosters are playing for the Peter Jorgensen Cessna Aeroplane Wings. This is getting good. Penrith, this is Wild Panther. They're playing for the Matt Singh Chicken Wing. Paul Momorowski, I've been everywhere, man, Gregory's directory.
Oh, yes.
Who's that from? There's no one there. Penrith versus Penrith. Penrith versus Penrith. Bruce versus Penrith. The Brad Fittler signed poster of Bette Midler.
Jeez, they're good.
They are very good. And they're playing for I've gone for the Graham Mackay Air Fryer recipe book. One of the greats, Macca.
Beautiful.
Good legs, Macca. Real
great
shiny.
Great legs.
Big, thick, and shiny.
Yes.
Can't tackle them.
You know who else on this list here? And I've just done a quick Google. Terrell May.
Another May.
Yeah, it is. It's another May. And ironically, he would be debuting against his brother, That's got a bit of Robbo all over it, hasn't it? He's a young front rower.
And in May too. Like, it's got to happen.
May. Oh, yeah. In May. I tell you what, I like them. I like the centres. I like Tagau and May.
Yes.
Because when they score, there's no arrogance. They just do their job. I don't think they smile, but they score or they do something brilliant and they just go, yeah.
Can't young May finish? Oh. You can't knock him out.
What about Tagau? He's not that big, but geez, he's... It's saying something when a State of Origin winger, Brian Tottle, has to play on his...
That's right.
On the side, other than his preferred side on the left.
So what are you guessing, Brian? No, on Robbo, does he play Terrell May in May against his brother May? No,
not against him.
No, okay.
Oh, I may be wrong.
May have to wait.
Yes. Rabbitohs take you on the Raiders, Brooks man.
So, Joel, you've been talking about the team that travels everywhere. Add Dubbo to your logbook there. That's for right. Ricky and the Raiders. Oh. Rabbitohs Raiders, Apex Oval, Dubbo, Sunday, 2 o'clock. The Rabbitohs, one change. So Jacob Hoste came off early in that Rabbitohs Warriors match with it looked like a dislocated shoulder. So he'll be out. And in Trent Peoples.
Peeps.
Former Dragon.
He's in jersey number 12. So Rabbitohs, just the one change. Cody Nikorima keeps his spot in jersey number 14. For the Raiders, we've got Jack Whiten returning from his two-match suspension. Was that probably one of the most impressive performances of Magic Round? Them three sin bins against the Sharkies, who we've touted as being probably a premiership contender.
And what they've done the previous weeks with their defence, you know, some of them hasn't been as staunch as that. I've thought when they got down 11, we thought, here they come, the Faders are coming back. But they dug deep. Ricky was very proud. You got a lot of Texas there.
good Texas. I was watching Eggplant. That game because they had such a big lead and they'd had a few in the bin. I thought if they get rolled here, the press conference will outrate the game.
Yeah.
I thought that could happen.
Some other ones here too. Interesting one. I thought Brad Schneider was one of the best on the field. He's been dropped to the reserves bench for Matt Frawley. So a good problem to have for Ricky, Frawley and Schneider playing well when Whiten was missing the last 2 weeks. So he's gone with Frawley at halfback.
Can I ask you this? You know Zachy Wolford quite well. You've followed him. Sugar. Is he a goal kicker?
I don't know that, Braun.
Whitehead?
Matt Frawley?
Matt Frawley, yeah.
Mate, do yourself a favour. I remember calling a New South Wales Cup grand final, and he wins the game, Zach Wolford, looking in field. He can see the winger in the corner of his eye, jumps out, bullet pass to the winger. It was class. He's class act. It's a very good point you make, because is he a goal kicker? Because Schneider's kicking at like 90% or something, isn't he?
I'm positive Germ used to kick, didn't he? His old man. I saw Germ at the airport and I had a chat to him. I said, mate, well done. He's made his debut. And he goes, mate, he's a bit older now. He's 24, so he understands what's going on a little bit better.
I'll make an audacious call. He will play 100 first grade games.
What's another word? What's another word for audacious?
Ambitious.
Another one. I need three in a row.
Ludicrous, crazy.
Is it?
Audacious
isn't like ludicrous.
Audacious, it's like out there.
It's out there. You're pushing yourself a little
pushing,
bit.
Pushing, wordle.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think of some words, Fletch?
Yeah.
We've got Papali'i.
Bold might be a good word.
Bold?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Bold prediction.
Yeah.
Audacious. Outrageous?
Yeah. It's not quite as outrageous, but yeah.
Well, it's something that could be a little outrageous when you saw Josh Papali'i debut. He's playing his 250th NRL game this week. So you were saying Zachy Wolford playing 100.
Yeah.
At another 150, and that's what Josh Papali'i is racking up this week.
250, did you say?
250, yeah. So, and Zach Wolford retains his spot in the starting hooker role, which means Adam Elliott is the 18th
good
man. And a few little cups here, the Jeff Lima Lama. Got the Mark Nichols jar of pickles, no added sugar. That's Chrissy from Wall's End. The Joe Picker nose liquor from Jeremy. And we've also got the Jason Deeth certificate, JB from Brown.
Oh, very good.
Did you play with Deethy?
I did, champion.
Champion. He's just a likeable bloke, isn't he?
He's too likeable. He's just always too happy.
Yeah,
he's good man. Fella. He's going good down there. He's
the got Jason Deeth certificate.
He's got the gym down there at on the Northern Beaches. Concept 45, I'm hoping I'm saying that.
Yeah, right.
46?
Remember, he was a cult figure at the Warriors. Remember, you had the death, like, what do you call them? The
Grim Reaper.
Grim Reapers.
Yeah.
People dress up in the Grim Reaper
suits.
One
of the great tackling techniques. One of the great getting underneath your ribs.
Yeah.
And he just used to, because he had the big caboose. So if you try to run over the top of him, he'd just squat down, boom, and he'd drive you into the ground.
One of the great
big salmon
figures.
Big salmon's hard to get over.
Did you mention the Corbin Sims 2-gig SIM card with bonus SIM video game? Chris from Wall's End.
Oh, we're going to have to do a separate podcast reading all these out this week.
Is that more work?
Yes.
No,
yes.
Thank you.
I'll meet you at 5:58.
Oh, yes. I can see this one here. You're all done, Brooksy. I love the change. The very first name I look for. Pleased to see he's back to where he belongs. Gibbo?
Yeah, so just quickly, the Titans taking on the Sharks. The Titans have kept the same team that got the victory at Magic Grounds. That means Jaden Campbell, again, will be starting at fullback. And hopefully we get a dry track up at Robina and there'll be plenty of points because I'm very excited about this Sharks team.
Yeah.
Number one, Lachlan Miller, Australian Rugby Sevens convert. He'll be making his debut for the Sharks. He's been playing really well for the Newtown Jets, so good to see him get a crack. So that means Nicholas Hines will go back to number seven and he will partner Matt Moylan. Braden Trindle pushed to the bench. So there's another name that I'm pretty keen to see as well in the reserves.
18?
Exactly right.
Dykes
is number 18. Number 20 as well, Luke Metcalf. Now, Luke Metcalf and Lachie Miller have been killing it for the Newtown Jets. So whether or not they'll get a game at some stage remains to be seen. Andrew Fifita will play his 200th NRL game. So we talked about Josh Papali'i's milestone game. Andrew Fifita, 200 games. Dale Finucane is out with a head knock. So Royce Hunt will start at prop and Cam McGuinness will again be named at number 13. This could be a very exciting attacking game if we get a dry track up there. What are your thoughts on the Sharks changes, Joel?
I like it. A couple of interesting things here is that they've clearly showed their hand, the Sharks, that Moylan's days as a fullback are gone.
Yes.
So he's not going back to fullback because that would have opened up the door for Metcalf to go in the halves. Cade Dykes, jersey number 18. He's a fullback, Cade.
Yep.
Very good fullback. So
they've got a few players, the Sharks, who can play 1, 6, 7. So you've got Dykes, you've got Miller, you've got Metcalf, Hines. So, look, they're going to try and knuckle down their starting spine as the season progresses. Now, for the cup here, we've got the Sam Tagatese 2-for-1 voucher from Video Easy. So I'm sure they'll be, if they can find a Video Easy, I'm sure they'll be pretty happy to get that.
Yeah, that's very good. It should be 100-for-1 if you can find it. Very good, Gibbo. Very good. There's all the cups.
Well, what about this one? You forgot this one from Hector. Did you read that?
Fletcher, I don't want to push calls. The boundaries, but yeah, you go.
Well, Hector, he usually calls on Wednesday, doesn't he, for Crazy Team? Well, he's saying this. Sweet Nico has to shift back to the number seven. Well, that's correct. And they're playing for the Greg Bird, Amber Heard, Replica Turd.
Oh, there you go. There's the team list on this Tuesday.